Daryl, please welcome to this press conference following the Ecofin Council. We will first have a statement by Finance Minister Borg, followed by a statement by Mr. Almunia, and concluding Commissioner Kovac. Minister, please.
Thank you. We have had a good and productive Ecofin meeting. At the end of the meeting, we were able to reach an agreement on the tobacco taxation. Commissioner Kovacs will give you all of the technical details, but I would like to underline that many countries have walked quite far, had a very pragmatic attitude and a willingness to find a common solution. Obviously, the negotiations has been tough and everybody has really worked for the different priorities. But at the end of the day, I think there has been a strong sense that we need to have a common decision on this issue. It has been on the Council many times. And therefore, I'm quite happy to say that we have reached a Council agreement on tobacco tax, which I find is very important, both in terms of health issues, but also in the fact that it will improve the public finances. One of the main topics at today's meeting has obviously been the Commission forecast for the economic development and the exit strategies for fiscal policy. Commissioner Almunia will present the basic outline of the forecast, I presume, in a few moments. But let me underline that what we are now is seeing is a tentative recovery, strongly supported by the expansionary fiscal policy and expansionary economic policy in general that we are now seeing. But while noting that it's very, very important that economic policy stays expansionary, it's also very important that we start to communicate and to design the exit strategies. It is clear in the Commission's forecast that public finances in Europe will deteriorate rapidly if we have an unchanged policy and if we don't have eventually a strong fiscal restructuring. We have reached a general understanding that it would be appropriate to start the fiscal exit based obviously on further information. But if the development goes in line with the Commission forecast, the exit strategy should be implemented from at the latest 2011. And that, I think, is a major step forward. We now have principles for the exit strategy that was discussed in the informal meeting in Ecofin and then has been taken as Council conclusions. And we now have a situation where the Member States have a general and common understanding that we will, on the basis of the forecast that the Commission have done, be willing to start the exit strategy at the latest of 2011. Today we have also had the discussions on the financial sector support. I think it's clear that the policy decisions taken over the last year has been crucial to hinder a financial meltdown and that we've been able to stabilize the sector. And that is obviously very, very important. There is now obviously also on this issue a need for further discussions on when we will come back to normal conditions on the market. I think it's important that we realize that we now have very, very low investment levels and that eventually the business investments will come back and therefore it is a need for a strong functioning of the credit channel because we are depending on that. Obviously, there is a need for further discussions and further work on this issue and it's premature now to start to talk about ending these guarantee schemes, capital injection schemes and bad asset schemes. So we must be clear that there is a need to keep these systems going for quite some time. But at the same time, it is necessary that we start to discuss the principles, the sequencings, and the coordination that is necessary to redraw the support system in an orderly way. So I think we made good progress when it comes to the different issues concerning this. I would like to underline, and that's a note from the Swedish presidency, that the most important part of our financial system exit is the building of a new financial infrastructure. We have done very important work on the Macro Supervisor Council. We will now, ahead of the meeting in December, have to make further progress in the working groups to be able to take the decision on micro supervision. That is the make or break thing. We can discuss this sequencing and timing and other things until we become blue. But if we don't reach an agreement in December on the micro supervision, that would be a very problematic situation for Europe. So from our side in the Swedish presidency, we will put our utmost of work into reaching an agreement in December on micro-supervision. And we have urged all of the member states to be as pragmatic and as cooperative as they can on this issue, because if we want to make sure that we do not run into new financial imbalances and new financial bubbles, a new financial infrastructure built on the De La Rosera report and the important work from the Commission is what we need in the December ECOFIN. I would like first to ask Joaquin to say a few words on the forecast and the economic discussions, and then lastly to comment on the tobacco taxation and other tax issues.
Thank you very much, Anders. Very briefly, because I will not explain to you again the forecast I presented last week, I have only to say that the ministers at the ECOFIN this morning shared the assessment that we have presented together with our forecast. Ministers, as the conclusions adopted today shared that provided that this forecast will be confirmed by the information that we will be receiving in the next quarters, consider that the exit strategy from the fiscal point of view should start on aggregate terms in 2011, that this fiscal strategy should be differentiated according to the different positions of the member states. I have explained, as I did yesterday, the Eurogroup, the general conditions under which the Commission intends to present recommendations under the excessive deficit procedure tomorrow for a big group of countries. I have also communicated together with Minister Borg and with Jean-Claude Trichet to the ministers and also together with the UK representative, how we discuss also about exit strategies in the G20 meeting in St. Andrews last weekend. Our approaches are consistent, and we are fully committed as EU to participate in the new initiative of the Framework for Growth that was launched last weekend and that will complement our framework for surveillance, for economic surveillance, and for fiscal surveillance that is very important during this period of having to implement stimuli in the short term, but at the same time having to define and to be prepared to implement in due moment the exit strategies that are required. Just to recall that today also we have reached conclusions on the long-term sustainability of public finances communication and report presented by the Commission last month, and this element is a very important factor to have in mind when discussing about the need of exit strategies from the fiscal point of view and from the point of view of creating confidence among our consumers and our investors. The Council has fully shared the conclusions prepared by the Swedish presidency after our discussions at the Commission level, at the EFC level, and I think all in all has been a very positive ECOFIN meeting, giving coherence to the work that we have been developing under the British, the Swedish presidency and the British presidency of the G20. Thank you.
Thank you. I was very happy to be there and to witness that we have reached, after a long, long debate, the compromise solution for raising the excise duty on tobacco products. And it's far more than a fiscal issue, because it's also a public health issue. As far as the fiscal issue side is concerned, of course, raising the excise duty will reduce cross-border shopping and illicit trade, but the health objective is at least as important than the fiscal objective. Now, even formally, there was an agreement that the excise duty on cigarettes should raise from 64 euro to 90 euro per 1,000 cigarettes. And the debate was whether the quantitative limits for those countries that are not applying and not applying any transitional period, how much quantitative limits they can imply. And the final solution between 200 and 500 cigarettes for tourists coming from EU member countries, final solution was 300. So there was a Swedish presidency compromise which was adopted. And also, as far as the fine cut smoking tobacco is concerned, there was a long debate on the transitional period. Now we go step by step, so there will be a long phasing in period. And also, there was a debate, and that was the last point on which we had to come to an agreement on the price structure, that the specific part of the excise duty, whether it should be 75% as the highest level or 77.5, these were the two positions, and the Swedish presidency finally managed to convince the Greek delegation to find a compromise, 76.5%, which finally everybody accepted. So it was rather hopeless at the moment, but finally, thanks to the Swedish presidency, we reached a compromise. I was a bit more disappointed as far as the other issue was concerned, the administrative cooperation between the tax authorities of the EU member states. There is one specific issue, that is the bank secrecy rule, which we want to abolish. And practically, there was a basic agreement with the proposal of the presidency, which was based on the commission proposal. Some delegation, as last time, found it a bit too early and premature to come to a decision as one element of a package. Last time, we failed to reach agreement on another element of the package, that was the Liechtenstein agreement on fraud and the negotiating mandate with the other four countries, Switzerland, Monaco, Andorra and San Marino. This time we failed to come to an agreement on this administrative cooperation, but as the third element of the package will be on the agenda at the December ECOFIN, I have some hopes that in December no one can seek for any other element of the package because all the three will be on the table. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laszlo.
Okay, thank you very much. Minister, questions? Yes, Nick, then we come back.
Nick Rigillo from DPA. Minister Borg, you raised a pretty loud alarm bell on the micro financial supervision discussion. Can you perhaps elaborate on what is the main stumbling block? I remember Alistair Darling in Luxembourg saying it should be treated as a package, micro and macro, and discussed in December. Is this one of the problems? And if I may, for Commissioner Almunia, the discussions on the roadmaps for the excessive deficits. I mean, we hear some countries are not happy with what you are about to propose. Can you give us a sense of the discussions today? Thank you.
Well, according to my view, we have just come out of probably the worst financial crisis that we experienced in Europe or maybe in a global scale for many, many, many decades. The key conclusion to my mind must be that we build stronger European cooperation. When banks and financial institutions have gone cross-border, it is extremely important that we also build prudent, well-functioning supervisory structures that are cross-border. The obvious way forward is to strengthen the European cooperation on this issue. It is quite clear that we've made impressive headways. The De La Rosière report, the important work by the Commission, all of that is important. But if we don't have a decision in December on the whole package, both the macro structure and the microstructure, then I would say that we have made not drawn the right lessons from the crisis. And we can talk until kingdom come, but what we really need is a political agreement in December that would clarify that we have seen the problems, that we're ready to act, and that we're building infrastructures that are putting us in a better position in the medium-term perspective. So it's, for us, very, very important to make progress. And I'm sending out a signal to all of my colleagues that we need a pragmatic attitude, a willingness to move ahead. Obviously, we have the expectations that we will succeed with this, but it's important to underline how important it is.
Regarding your question on the implementation of the Stability and Growth Pact, after the presentation of the forecast, indeed, I gave some general indications of how we are preparing our proposals for the correction of excessive deficits.
We will discuss tomorrow at the Commission level new recommendations for new member states, 8 or 9, that were not included so far in excessive deficit procedures, but that this year will breach the 3% reference value. And these recommendations will be adopted tomorrow, so I will not go into the details. But at the same time, tomorrow we have to assess regarding the compliance with previous recommendations in the case of 5 member states, France, Spain, UK, Greece and Ireland. And in this case, if we consider that the effective action asked by the Council 6 months ago has been implemented or is being implemented, and if we consider that the economic environment has more difficulties than expected, in this case, according to the revised pact, we can extend the deadline for 1 year. In one case, in the case of Greece, we know, it's public, that both the present Greek government and ourselves, we consider that were not effective action. The effective action was not adopted, so we will take note of this lack of effective action, and in due moment, in a couple of months or 3 months, we will go ahead with the next step in the excessive deficit procedure. In all the other cases, we consider that effective action has been adopted or is being adopted, and we will implement the pact as was agreed in 2005. In any case, we need to give equal treatment, and this was my message today to the ministers. Equal treatment means that we should treat differently different member states because not everybody is in the same position regarding the size of the deficit, the degree of indebtedness, the sustainability, the situation vis-à-vis the markets, other macroeconomic imbalances. And this differentiated treatment will give different deadlines for the correction and different fiscal efforts that will be required for the next years to the different member states. And I told the ministers, please don't prepare your positions for the next discussion in the ECOFIN next month thinking only in your country, because you are responsible for the functioning of the whole European Union economies, and you need to take into account that the treatment that your country will receive need to be fair comparing with the treatment that all the other countries will receive at the same time. And this message, I think, is very important to get an agreement and a consensus that I hope will be again on the table of the ECOFIN in December, as it has been the case since the pact was revised in March 2005.
Jan Stuchowski from Reuters, could you give us an indication of the discussions about withdrawing government support for the banking sector, especially the Commission proposal about mid-2010 as the good starting point for phasing out that support? What was the minister's reaction? What were the views? Thank you.
Well, there was a broad debate in the Council where there were some countries that were supporting that we now start to develop sequencing, timing, coordination. Other countries underlined the fact that there are still a very large degree of fragility in the financial system. And it's also very difficult to assess, given that we now have an extremely low credit demand due to low investment levels. So it might be that credit demand will increase. I think there were broad agreement that we needed to start to work and to design the exit strategies. We will eventually have to go back to a normal, more normal conditions when it comes to the guarantee systems and when it comes to the capital injections and bad asset systems. But there is also a need for further discussions, and we would have to develop these issues further until we can draw any clear conclusions, and the guidelines will come back to our agenda eventually.
Mm. Magdalena Morech, Romanian Public Television. My question is addressed to Minister Borg and Commissioner Almunia. During your breakfast meeting, you also discussed about the countries in financial difficulties, including Romania. If you could give us some details about your discussions regarding Romania, especially taking into account that the EU mission has just finished its visit to Bucharest. Thank you.
We didn't discuss the particular situation of a single country. We discussed how our common programs with the IMF are being developed, and we are very happy of this very good and very positive experience of working together with the IMF in supporting the economies and the financial positions of some of our member states, namely Latvia, Hungary, and Romania at this particular point. We also discuss the difficulties coming from the lack of ex-ante coordination of our respective procedures to adopt decisions when implementing these programs. And we need to increase the consistency of our respective calendars and procedures to adopt decisions, because all of us agree that we need to strengthen the cooperation with the IMF every time that one non-euro area EU member requires this kind of support coming from our balance of payment facility or for the facilities established at the IMF level. I have informed the minister of my previous contacts with the managing director of the IMF that shares our own concern on the need to improve our technical proceedings to strengthen a very good cooperation that we have built during the last year. And I think all the ministers agreed on the importance of having this common approach and this reinforced activities of both institutions, because both of us, the EU and the Balance of Payment Facility of the EU, and the IMF, with their own instruments, are very important to improve the financial position, the problems of the balance of payments, or the difficulties of some of our member states.
Okay, we have time for one final question. Roderick?
Yeah, thanks. Roddy Thompson, AFP. This is for Minister Borg. When you talk about make or break on supervision, and you say we can talk till kingdom come, two questions there. One, do you fear it is already a case of business as usual? And two, when you say kingdom come, do you mean United Kingdom come?
Well, I can be very clear that that if we want to have a exit that is not premature and that does not undermine the financial stability, we need to ensure that we don't run into problems with new instabilities and new bubbles. And that's why the financial exit strategy must be based on a new financial infrastructure. That's the only way that we could build this. And yes, what I mean is that we could discuss the sequencing and the timing and all of these issues for a very, very long time and the guidelines and eventually come to some conclusion. But if we don't have the key decisions in December, we have not been able, we have failed to reach the necessary conclusions on what happened during the crisis. So that is the key issue for us. We must do whatever we can to make progress on the next few weeks ahead of the December meeting and ask all of the member states to be pragmatic. And let me underline that we have had a very good cooperation both during the spring and during the autumn with the UK. And obviously there is a need for many countries to think thoroughly whether it isn't better to have a common solution that build a more stable Europe than to have a perfect national solution that is the best for their own option. So I would strongly urge that we take a common European approach to this issue and that we really, really try to find a solution that is acceptable for everybody.
Okay, that will conclude this press conference. Thank you very much for coming and see you back here again next week.